FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Jay Arner, Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner, DJ Duncan McHugh spinning some Jay Arner, and a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with.
Finally, we elf folk are free of elven labor and the frozen pallor of winter dawn. This has been an amazing elfcation with Discorder Magazine, featuring Victoria's Pretty Good Not Bad Festival, Fountains Reunion in France, Montreal-based Arbutus Records, and Jay Arner, our king!
Red wine every day.
All this and more in Discorder, available around town at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw, Zipcar, The Astoria, Bomber Brewing, Don't Argue Pizza, Levitation Fest and Timbre, Live Van, Mint Records, Pressing Matters, and The Rio Theater. Discorder, get yours now!
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, the White Noise Show. This week, a very special one, as it is, in fact, our 50th original script that we put out on the air. We have technically done more than 50 episodes with our best ofs, and we had a one-off play and a few other things, but this is our official 50th episode. So I hope we live up to that with tonight's show. I hope we do it justice. I think you can see the progression if you go back and look at some of the very early ones, especially with the editing and the acting. And I think we have come a long way. So I hope you do enjoy tonight's show. And then afterwards, as always, will be the White Noise After Show. Unfortunately, this week, Connor Neckleput isn't with me in the studio. He unfortunately had prior commitments, so it's just me tonight. So we're going to play, when it's just me, what we do is we just play a bunch of excellent underground music that isn't in the top 40 anywhere. There's no Billboard chart stuff here. This is all good stuff. And tonight it's also all Canadian, and it's all female content as well, which means that there's female members of the bands, because we love to support female content here at CITR. So I'm going to do it justice tonight, and that's right, 100% of what we're doing, it's going to be female content, and it's going to be Canadian, so lots of good stuff coming up. Without further ado, I think it's time for some White Noise.
Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to another episode of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's episode is brought to you in part by Dave's Dentist, where you don't have to pretend you floss. First up tonight, Carl and Neil are still living in a park in East London. Leave me alone, Carl. I'll try to sleep. Seriously, Carl.
I'm not Carl.
Oh my God, who the hell are you?
Have you got a ciggy?
No, piss off.
Nice setup you got here. Is that a Marks and Spencer trolley? Very fancy.
Leave it alone. That was mine and Carl's housewarming present.
What's going on? Have we got a visitor?
No, this dickhead just waltzed in and started feeling me up.
I was just being friendly.
Yeah, yeah, that'll hold up in court.
Are you done with those empty dog food cans?
No, we're using them for drinking cups, you know, like the hipsters.
Oh, right, because this one's got some left in it.
We're saving it for a special occasion.
Do you guys want to buy anything?
What you got?
Anything you need. Just tell me where they sell it so I can nick it.
But that's our thing.
And you can't steal stuff on your own. You need an idiot to keep a lookout.
Never stop me. Seems like it might even be a hindrance.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's all right, Carl. I'll handle this. Look, mate, you need to leave now before I ram this pedigree chum can up your sphincter.
Do I get to keep the can?
So, what are we going to do today?
Well, I was thinking, what does our new home need?
A roof.
Well, yeah, but, like, even more.
Walls, heating, a toilet.
We've got a toilet.
A carrier bag is not a toilet.
It's reusable. But anyway, no, what we really need is a telly.
Oh, brilliant. I've been missing all my soaps. So, what's the plan?
All right, I'm going to mace this guy and you grab the biggest telly you can.
Oh, how are we going to cover our faces? I'm going commando today.
Oh, shit, me too. Well, we'll just have to scrunch up our faces. Yeah, like this. You know, that should work. All right, and then, all right, one, two, three, go!
Charge!
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. I'm Greg.
Ah! Quick, grab one!
What colour do you want?
I'll just pick one.
Ooh, this one's 4K. Doesn't look 4 kilometres to me.
Hurry up!
Have you guys been held?
Got one!
Thank Christ for that, come on!
Hi guys, can I see your receipt?
That was a close one.
Yeah, but did you have to mace that cranny?
Yeah, she had a vote leave sticker on her walker.
So, the telly?
Yeah.
How do we plug it in?
Oh, you... Ah, oh, fuck! I love watching the telly. Sometimes I even turn it on. Next up tonight, someone wants something.
Dad?
Yes?
I was wondering if I could have a boob job.
A what?
A boob job.
No!
Mum had one.
Oh, that's very different.
Why?
Hers had fallen into disrepair.
So if I roughed mine up a bit, you'd let me have one?
No, no, no. I'm sorry. It's just too weird.
Weird? It's weird to make your daughter happy?
I have no problem with making you happy. I'm more worried about all the boys at school it'll also make happy.
Wow, Dad. I thought you were a feminist.
I am a feminist.
Then why won't you let me be me?
I am letting you be you. I just don't want to extend you, all right?
This is female oppression.
No, it isn't, Jenny. Forcing you not to go to school and marrying you off for a goat is female oppression. Not buying you new tits. That's just good parenting.
What if I paid for half?
Well, then you can have one breast done.
I never saw the point of breast augmentation, and I like mine the way they are. Massive. Next up tonight is an interview.
Good evening, and welcome to Creepy Conversations. I'm Brad Stoker, and tonight I'm joined by special guest, Count Dracula III. Good evening, Dracula.
Hello, Brad. Nice to be here. Love the curtains.
So, my first question is, what is it like to be the third Dracula? Is it hard living up to the legacy of your father and grandfather?
Of course, being the third Dracula does put some pressure on me, but it just means I always have to stay on top of my game. You know, there's no off-season for vampires, except sleepy time.
Is it
a lonely life.
Yes, it's very hard to make plans because most people, they sleep at night. But I have gotten pretty close with Carl, who works at the 7-Eleven. He's a cool guy, makes his own jerky out of cats.
And does the infinite lifetime worry you?
Well, it does mean I always have a lot of spare time, but that's why I took up Dungeons and Dragons. It's a great way to kill a few thousand hours, and you meet some great humans to kill.
Do you get the chance to hang out with many other vampires?
No, I try not to. Most of them just, they want to talk shop, you know, talk about killing. I mean, I get it, you're filled with an insatiable appetite for blood, but for God's sake, open a book once in a while.
So, big question here. How do you pick your victims to suck blood from?
Well, I'll admit, I'm a little vain. I go for the cute ones.
And do you simply corner them alone?
Oh, no. I'm a romantic. I take them out for a nice dinner, champagne, flowers, a little dancing, and then I drain the life out of them.
Do you feel at all guilty for doing this?
No. Humans are a virus on the earth.
I think that might be a bit strong.
So is my bite if you don't shut up.
One final question, then. If you could be any other sort of creature, what would you be?
I would be a dairy cow. I like having my nipples rubbed.
Thank you for being here, Count Dracula.
The third.
Right, the third. And join us again next week, when I will be joined by the always charming Irish Banshee.
I don't like vampires. They always suck the life out of the room. Next up tonight, someone wants to buy something.
Hi there, welcome to Jesse's Joke Shop. If you don't laugh at our jokes, it's probably because you're dead inside.
Hi there, I'm looking for a joke.
No shit. Anything in particular?
It has to be hilarious and maybe a little bit painful.
Okay, how about this? It's a finger snapper.
Oh, you mean like those fake chewing gum traps?
Yeah, except this one actually breaks your finger.
Oh, no, something a little milder.
Okay, oh, perhaps this. It's a classic, the itching powder.
What's it made of?
Oh, it's a little bit of vinegar, lemon juice, and hydrochloric acid. It's hilarious. Will definitely leave your foe's face red, and with direct contact, a little bubbly as well.
Oh, God, no! I just want to scare my little brother. Maybe something messy, but not dangerous.
How about the old bucket on the door trick?
What's in the bucket?
Knives, mainly. And some confetti. Calm down.
No, these jokes are devious. I just want to play a nice, clean, and pride-hurting practical joke, all right?
All right, I get it. Maybe we started off a little strong. How about this? It's a very simple, very realistic dog poo trick.
That's better. Ooh, and very realistic. What's it made of?
Oh, it's all organic stuff.
From where?
It was in front of the shop.
Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back.
Come on. Goddamn elevator, slower than Nigel Farage.
Oh, hi, Elvis. You're actually on time today.
Yeah, I was already downtown. I had breakfast at that nice European place on Connecticut.
The strip bar?
Yeah, amazing breakfast buffet. I'll take you sometime.
I don't think so. I don't think I can trust myself.
You think you'd have to get your tits out?
No, because it's a buffet, you idiot. What the?
It's a setup. Stand back.
God damn it, put that away. It's a broken elevator, you ingrate.
Ah, god damn it. This is the one time I forget my C4.
It's a goddamn Pentagon, you idiot. Sit the fuck down.
Fine. I'm always been good at that.
Man, this could take a while.
Maybe we just do a sing-along.
No. Just relax. Maybe use this time for a little introspection. You need it.
Oh. How many fingers do I need to do that?
Ugh, no. You... just reflect on where you are, where you've been, and where you're going.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I was on top. I'm still on top. And in the future,
I'll probably die of a massive heart attack while having sex with a beautiful woman. Yeah.
There's no subtlety to you, is there?
Subtlety? It's for the weak. You don't have to be quiet when you have nothing to fear.
Well, thanks, Stalin. But don't you ever just stop and think, is there any point to our jobs?
What do you mean? Our kick-ass secret agent jobs?
Yes.
Seriously? Is there any point to lobotomizing Trump? Killing Putin's dog, Fufu? Killing Harry Styles? Blowing up Greenpeace's boat? I mean, come on! We're doing the Lord's work!
You think so? I don't remember the bit of the Bible when Jesus lobotomized his political opponents.
I think it was, "Thou who is without sin shall conduct the first lobotomy," Leviticus 2:16.
So you really think we're the good guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's what every Hollywood movie ever has taught me.
But what if you die and get to heaven and St. Paul says, "Oh, sorry, Elvis, you killed more people than diabetes. That's a one-way ticket to hell."
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you see, this is your problem. You don't live in the moment. You're always worried about the variables. I want to worry about the here and now balls.
Elvis, you're 300 pounds, a drug addict, an alcoholic, and you've got some sort of cheese on your chin.
Oh, yeah. Leftovers from the buffet.
I wish they'd hurry up. I'm dying for the bathroom.
You want to use my cup?
No, this would require a bucket, honey.
Oh, God. You could have just said no.
What? It's weird that women defecate?
No, I just don't want to think about it, so later, I'm still attracted to you.
Oh, you are the worst sort of guy, Elvis. You pretend to worship women, but then you can't even accept them as real people who feel things, who want things, and yes, even shit things.
I get it. It's your lady time of the month, right?
Oh, just fuck off. Seriously, fuck off, Elvis.
Fine. I'll just stay in my corner. You stay in yours.
For something I might have said. Please let forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to the heart is true.
Sexist! Bigoted!
Snap! Not my face! Not my beautiful face!
Jumpsuit parent! We're moving again.
Oh, hallelujah.
You should probably see a doctor and a dentist.
I cross my fingers for a sexy nurse, but they all appear to be broken.
I never get drunk and high at work. I do them one at a time like a responsible person. Next up tonight, we return to my childhood story in Blackmore, bowl cuts, blue jokes and betting shops. This week, I'm still at the seaside.
This is nice, Richard. Look, a windmill.
Yeah.
And a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, and an elephant.
Yeah, Mum. We both played mini golf before, and I can see perfectly well the small, poorly designed wooden facsimiles you are referring to.
That's a big word, Richard.
No, you're just a small mind.
Oh, what is your problem? We're here to play a nice game of mini golf, and all you can do is sulk.
Yeah, but did you have to bring your new boyfriend along?
What's wrong with me, Dick?
Don't call me that!
I thought you liked him, Richard. You didn't seem to mind when he bought you a carton of cigarettes yesterday.
Well, now I'm at Siggy's again. I've changed my mind. People can do that. Just look at everyone who voted in Brexit.
Sure go, lad.
I don't want to play your stupid game. Doesn't bloody matter.
Look, mate, I know this is a bit fast than all, me moving in with your mum after 2 days.
We're on holiday. Who moves in with someone during their holiday?
Oh, I think it's romantic.
I think it's insane. I mean, fine, have an holiday fling, meet someone, and do that adult hugging thing you guys like to do. But don't bring them home. They're not a sombrero.
Can't you just be happy for me for once?
Why? It's not like I'm ever happy for me at other times. It's not like I'm hoarding away the happiness like some mad old lady who's forgotten she can't buy shit when she's dead.
Just give it a few days, mate. See how you feel.
A few days? At this rate, you'll be married by then.
Join us next week to see if my mother ever remembered that she was still married to my father. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more. Why noise?
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Conan Eckleput, Caitlin Docking, Sierra Wiley, and Simon Welton.
Guest writing by Conan Eckleput.
All right, there you go. That is the White Noise show for another week. I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back next week with another half-hour sketch comedy. Coming up right away is the White Noise after show. And this week we're going to start with a song by Milktoast. The track's called The Dirtiest Apartment in the Petite Patrie. Because, you know, all their songs are kind of things like that. And this is off the album Your Band Sucks and Punk's Dead. All right, so let's take it away.
Thank you.
right, that was The Wet Secrets with I Can Swing a Hammer off I Can Live Forever, the EP. And before that was Dumb with Beach Church Part 2 off their album Beach Church. All right, coming up next is a little bit of Lionhead and their track Earth Control off their latest track, latest album rather, Brave Radar.
I'm wondering in your mind, but there's no treasure to find. I'm wondering in your mind.
All right, that was Moss Lime with Comfy Cotton Shoes off Telephone Explosion. And of course, before that was Lionhead with Earth Control off Brave Radar. So next up tonight, we're going to play a band that I've played before on this show, but I'm pretty sure I haven't played this track. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Rocker Code with The Escape off Panic Attack. There you go. That was the 1977. Not the 1977, just 1977 with It Got You off Twister. And before that was Entire Cities with Call the Cops off Rock Chapel. And before that, Language Arts, You Came Knocking off Able Island. And all the way back at the start of that block was Program with two M's with Chemical Fires off their album, which is called A Torrid Marriage of Logic and Emotion. All right, so we've only got about 7 minutes left in the show, so we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we will be out of here, and it'll be the Ghost DJ in till probably about 6 in the morning. But next, we're going to play another good band. I think they're having a little more sort of mainstream success than perhaps a few of the bands that we played tonight. I've seen their posters around town, at least, anyway. But next up tonight is the Strumbellas, and off their latest album, which is called Hope, this is called The Night Will Save Us.
Sky became a painting. We watched as the planes crashed down.
I'm waiting for the night to save us. I'm waiting for the night to take us. I'm waiting for the night to wake us. I'm waiting for the night to break us. Stood atop the jukebox and sang until the cavalry came. And our thoughts were bleeding colors. The rifles cocked and took their aim. And we took off all our clothes and marched in a perfect line. And we sat and talked for hours, laughed and drank the cheapest wine. I'm waiting for the night.
All right, that was the Dearly Bereft with Asleep at Awake. At Awake? That seems... Yeah, that's what it is. Asleep at Awake. Wouldn't it be at an awake? Or at Awake? Oh, yeah, I guess that, no, that does make sense. all right, and that is off Funeral Music. Okay, so we're going to bring the tempo back up slightly for the last song. So what I'm thinking I'm going to leave you with tonight is actually an artist I played last week, Kate Le Bon, and she actually isn't Canadian. She's the only one tonight who isn't Canadian that we're going to play, but this album's kick-ass. It really is. I've listened to it probably through about 10, 15 times now, commuting, things like that, and yeah, I just love it. It's really good bobbing along on the bus or something like that. But yeah, so definitely check it out. The album's called Crab Day, and this track I'm going to play for you now is called Find Me. So we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the White Noise Show, which means, of course, half an hour of sketch comedy, and then half an hour to an hour to an hour and a half, depending how we're feeling, of hopefully chit-chat with me and Connor Neckleput. We may be looking to change the time that we do the show at, so keep an eye out on our Facebook, our Twitter. We'll announce it if that is the case. But if not, we'll be back at 11 p.m. But yeah, do check out our Facebook, Twitter. It's at White Noise UBC. Sign up to follow us on either one, or both, really, because we do different things on each one. On Facebook one, we post links to clips from the show and things like that, and pit photos. And then on our Twitter, Richard Blackmore does all sorts of things, hashtag wars, and we do have some quotes on there sometimes, all sorts of things. So check them out, at White Noise UBC. But otherwise, have a lovely week, and hopefully you'll listen to us next week. But otherwise, have a good one.
Mindful of the host. Looking for my morning breakfast car. Emptying the lock, piling all the debris on your lip. Mining in your shoes, waiting for the morning cowlick.
the 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup.